A $3.7 million harbor assistance grant from the state will allow Fraser Shipyards to improve their facilities this summer. It's the third largest grant of its kind in state history. The first phase of the project will rebuild about 850 feet of outdated docks. State Senator Bob Jouk says the grant will put construction workers back on the job.
For the 40 and 45 jobs, that's really important because it's work for them, it's income for them. It helps them pay their bills and meet their mortgage responsibilities.
Fraser will also use part of the state money to apply for a $10 million grant from the Federal Maritime Administration, part of the just-passed federal stimulus bill. With the federal grant, Fraser will add an additional 950 feet of dock to accommodate more ships, meaning up to 15 permanent full-time jobs could be created. Superior Mayor Dave Ross says this kind of state investment helps more than just Fraser Shipyards.
We need to make sure we're investing in the infrastructure on our waterfront because it produces the kind of jobs, well-paying jobs, and good benefits for our community.
Fraser Shipyards has been repairing and building vessels for nearly 120 years. It is the last major U.S.-owned shipyard on the American side of the Great Lakes. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.